Blessed and be at God's house again this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I realize that I'm a stranger to most of you this morning, but I'm thankful that the Lord's here this morning. To Him, I'm not a stranger this morning, and I'm thankful for that. I appreciate the opportunity to be in church with Brother William and Miss D. I've known them all my life, and I love them. They're my family this morning, and I'm thankful. If I had a place to read this morning, I'd like to read in Exodus, the 17th chapter, starting in the 8th verse. And the Bible says, "Then came Amalek and fought with the Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the golden down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." And that's as far as I'd like to read this morning. And if I had a thought this morning that was on my mind, it was, you can't do it by yourself this morning. And I appreciate the Lord for giving me somewhere to read this morning and a thought. And as I read in the Bible this morning, it talked about how the children of Amalek, they were considered the first nation this morning. They were a great people, and they was the children of Esau. And I imagine that they were a large people, and they were strong. And as the Bible tells us that the children of Israel, that as they come out of Egypt, they had been going through a drought when they pitched their tent here, and they was going without water, and they was thirsting, and they was weak. The Lord had given them some water, and they were weak. And the Bible tells us that Amalek began to pick off the stragglers of the children of Israel in this area. They began to harass. They did not fear God this morning. They wanted to be the stronger of and conquer Israel this morning. I thought about how in my life, how if I stay in the church and stay in the church, not just go to church, but if I stay in the church, there's strength in her this morning, and we can overcome the devil. And I thought about how everybody in the church this morning, they've got a job to do. And I thought about how Aaron and Hur this morning, they had to help Moses and hold up his hand. It may not sound like a big job this morning, but it was needful this morning. That Joshua, he could not beat Amalek this morning unless they held up Moses' hand. And I thought about how some people, they want to pick and choose what they want to do. And I did for many years. I told myself I could be satisfied doing what I was doing. And I didn't want to mind God this morning. But 2 weeks ago, the Lord tore down my playhouse, and I had to mind Him this morning. And I began to work in harmony with the church this morning. A lot of times the devil will tell you there's no use this morning. He's going to try to pick off the stragglers this morning. If you're not willful to the word of God this morning, the devil's going to take control of your life. He's going to tell you there's no use this morning. He's going to tell you that it's okay to skip this Sunday and go here, and skip this Sunday and go there, and before you know it, you're just out of church completely. But I'd like to encourage you this morning to stay in the church and stay on the rock this morning. There's been times the devil's defeated me this morning, and I've contemplated leaving the church, but God told me that wasn't meant for me this morning. I kept in the church, and I was one of those that just came to church and not being in the church this morning. And I read and I thought about the eagles this morning, how they talk about even when they're in the valley, if they'll get on a rock, the other eagles that's been through the valleys before, they'll come through and feed them. Some of the eagles, they won't get on the rock out in the open where they can be fed. And I'm thankful that I never got off the rock this morning. I'm thankful that I stayed somewhere where I could get some strength and some help in my life until the Lord, I got obedient to the Lord this morning. It's needful this morning. The devil's going to tell us that it's not needful, that the church is losing their power, but the Lord has not lost His power this morning. The church, and if you've minded God and stay in the church, He'll keep a light on in it. I have been in some churches in my life, the light had got a little dim. But I'm thankful this morning, as the service went on, I'm thankful that there's a light here in Antioch this morning. I'm thankful that there's a light in my life. I appreciate everything the Lord's done for me. I know in my weakness I'm nothing, but I know if I can get in the church and get yoked up with God's people, there's strength in it this morning. The devil's going to take my life. He can ruin it in a minute this morning. He can. It tells us that Amalek, they smote the stragglers this morning at Israel, those that they wasn't with the rest of God's children this morning. And I'm thankful that I've kept my life in the church. I'm thankful for a mom and daddy that's took me there. If I've got any words of encouragement, they talked about the young couple that's about to get married. Just keep your lives in the church. The devil, they talk about in this country, the divorce rate is just astronomical. There's more people going through divorces than there ever has been. But I'm thankful that if you'll keep your life in the church this morning, God will help you. He'll put you, keep you yoked up and just stay in His bidding this morning. Brother William, that's all I got this morning. It's not much, I know, but it's what the Lord gave me. And if you're feeling weak this morning, you can get some help this morning. You can get yoked up with the church. If you just came to church to come this morning, God can give you a new reason to come and get you yoked up with her. Come on, Brother William.
You can't do it on your own.
No.
What a thought. Amen. We need each other. Most of all, we need the Lord. Amen. If you think we can do it on our own, we're in trouble. This morning, we need the Lord. Whatever you're going through in life, I want to let you know you can't do it by yourself. Amen. You need the Lord. Let's stand this morning, and we're going to give an invitation hymn. And while we are singing this song, we want to encourage you to bring your burdens and your troubles to the Lord, and He'll help you with them today. Amen. If you're out of the church, get in the church. Amen. If you're out of fellowship with God, get back in fellowship with God.